Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast. My name is John Drabert. I work at Covenant Bay Bible Camp near Edmonton, Alberta. Now, we're going to be looking at a story found in Luke chapter 15 called The Lost Son. It's also called The Prodigal Son, but we like to call it The Lost Son. Okay, now the story teaches us about the importance of forgiveness and how we can maintain a close relationship, or the importance of maintaining a close relationship with God. This story, Jesus told a group of people in order to teach him some valuable lessons. Now, the lost son is a young man who asked his father for his inheritance early. Can you imagine asking for your inheritance early? I mean, it was not a real good thing for him to do. Nevertheless, the father gives the young man his inheritance early, and he goes away and he squanders it. He wastes all his money on wild living, partying, drinking, and just really makes a mess of his own life. He finds himself starving without any more money. He's lost all of it, or he's wasted all of it. And he's now working for a pig farmer in this far-off land or country, and he is really just not doing well. In fact, he looks at the food that he's feeding the pigs, and he thinks to himself, I could eat that. That looks pretty good. I am so hungry, I could eat that. And this is the point where he comes to his senses, and he says, well, my even the servants at my dad's place have more than enough to eat. They have enough to share with other people. I need to go home and I need to ask my father for forgiveness. So he comes to his senses and he starts on his way home. And when he is still a long ways off, his father sees him approaching. He runs out to him and he embraces his son and he gives him this huge hug. And then he orders his servants to kill the fattened calf and to get this party started with this huge celebration, for his son had returned home. Now, in the midst of all of this, his older brother is in the fields and he's tending some sheep or some other livestock. And his dad, he comes home and he's like, what's going on? And he hears the story and he refuses to go in and celebrate. And his father comes out and he pleads with his son. He says, you gotta come in. Let me just read what the father says to the older son. This is found in Luke chapter 15, verses 31 and 32. It says this: his father said to him, look, dear son, you have always stayed by me, and everything I have is yours. We had to celebrate this happy day, for your brother was dead and has come back to life. He was lost, but now he is found. The younger son figured something out, and the older son still needed to learn the same lesson. The younger son figured out that it was best for him to be close with his father. Now, it was only when the son was in the worst of situations that he figured this out. It was only when he was looking at this food that he was feeding the pigs that he figured out, I need to go home. I need to be with my father. He realized how his sinful decisions had separated him from his father, and it was not good. The same is true for us. Our sin will take root in our brokenness. It's our brokenness that we're trying to fix with some sinful decisions. And when we say it like that, it really sounds counterintuitive. But yet, every single one of us has tried to do that, and maybe still try to do that in some ways. When life seems to fall apart, we will often see things in a new light. And we'll see how our decisions, how our sinful decisions, have led us astray, and how we need to find this closeness with God once again. When we realize our sins, we can then repent, and we can find that closeness with God, and we can find healing. The story ends with the father pleading with his older son to come and celebrate. Now, the oldest son still has a mindset. He's angry, he's bitter, and he has this mindset of, what's in it for me? What is in it for me? What can I get out of the father? And it's really causing this, even though they're physically close, this distance in their relationship. Now, the father just wanted his two sons to be close to him and to each other and enjoy the good life that he wants to provide for them. The father in the story represents God, while the two sons represent people. Let me highlight a few things that we can learn from today's story. The father's love is powerful. It has the power to transform his children. The younger son came back to his father and embraced him and said, I am so sorry, forgive me. And the father poured out his love on the younger son. Now we're left with the cliffhanger about the older son. We're left with this idea of this older son who has been faithful to his father in service, but not close to him in relationship. And we're wondering, does this older son come to the father like the younger son and enjoy his love? Or is he still distant? And we just don't know because it's a cliffhanger. The story ends and we see the older son with this attitude of, what's in it for me? What can I get out of the father? In the meantime, the younger son has come to the conclusion that a relationship with his father is the reward. A relationship with God is the prize. And that is something that we can pursue. Everything else in life is secondary. So what about you? Will you embrace the Father? Will you admit your need for Him? Will you enjoy His love? Or will you simply serve Him out of duty and look to see what you can get out of Him in your relationship? Let's get into some discussion questions now. Question number one, have you had a rebellious season in life? Or maybe you've been the type of person who has been mostly obedient throughout your days. Either way, describe what you hoped to gain or avoid from your rebellion or by being obedient. Hit pause and share. Question number two. What types of things pull your heart away from God? Hit pause and share. Question number three. What things pull your heart toward God? Hit pause and discuss. Let me pray for you and your friends. Father, I ask that you will help each of us discover your love, your peace, and joy that is found only in a relationship with you. Lord, I ask that you will help my friends to make wise decisions throughout this week and throughout this whole year. May they grow deep in their relationship with you. Amen. Hey, be sure to encourage each other throughout this week. Give each other some messages, share some scripture with one another, pray for one another. Do whatever it's needed to encourage one another to grow in a relationship with Jesus. I hope to see you this summer at Covenant Bay Bible Camp. Take care.